Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt. I'll be your GM. To my right,
Mark playing Autumn Squinfrig, Esquire, Knife Master Rogue.
Jarwin Triot doing questionable things, played by Neil.
Will playing Nath Vendikar, observing the questionable things.
Jason Leonard playing Tem Westcrown, choosing to not think about the questionable things.
Lord Curtis Bozarth playing Ronin, and what the fuck?
And I am Caffeinated, your Peter playing Meta.
Something like that.
Wait. My Peter?
Any particular person listening to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
For those in the know, it's actually Meta playing Peter.
So is that like a community Peter?
Have you seen that Amazon show The Boys?
Peter.
Yes.
Season 1.
Season 2, there's an extendable penis.
Yeah, we talked about it last night. Yeah, prehensile penis.
Yeah.
That's pretty fabulous, actually.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny and kind of like oh my God, I hope that never, ever happens, even in my dreams.
Right.
Sort of way.
I got kind of turned off by The Boys at season 1 finale. It was kind of a harsh reality for me, so I'm not sure if I'm going to continue watching the show or not.
I got into season 2, and then I got about halfway through season 2, and it stopped for me.
I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about with the end of season 1.
I'm guessing the Homelander thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was ugly.
We won't get that. That's kind of a personal thing for Neil. We won't get into.
Yeah.
But I finished season 2 myself, and it has one of the strangest endings that I've ever seen. Some of the more poignant phrases, and I think they can pretty well wrap it up. Like, I know they're thinking about a season 3, but if they didn't have one, I would feel like the story is solid at this point.
I like Billy Butcher. Just gonna throw that out there.
Yeah, when we were talking about it last night, Jen, who sits where Will sits in the non-podcast games, is a big Carl Urban fan, to the point where she thought somebody said something bad about Carl Urban, and she was like, "No, don't you speak bad about my Carl Urban." It's just like, okay, I think somebody's got a bit of a crush.
I'm a big fan of Carl Urban. He's done a lot of amazing things in a lot of different roles, and he's nailed the American accent for actually being a Kiwi.
I mean, okay, he is good, but if somebody, you know, if I just thought somebody said something bad about it, I wouldn't, you know, be jumping down their throats.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
He even got DeForester Kelly's accent down from the original Star Trek for the new Star Trek, which I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Did a pretty good job.
I'm just really surprised of how well his, I'm trying to think of the proper words for that, his vocal mannerisms, I guess, about how he really nails regional dialects.
The slang and all that.
Especially, like, American regional dialects that, you know, that's a pretty difficult thing to do because there's a whole lot of them.
I don't have a problem with American regional dialects.
Yeah, but you do have a problem speaking so people can hear you on the podcast.
Kurt, let's be fair. You can barely speak, you know, your Midwest English.
Yeah.
You mean no dialect.
Yeah, very
from
flat
my perspective.
Yes, perfectly bland. I'm the quiet beetle.
You ever seen that?
Oh no, Ringo, what are you doing?
You ever seen that interview where somebody's like, "Do you guys think Ringo is the best drummer in the world?" And they were like, "We don't even think Ringo's the best drummer in the Beatles."
Wow,
that's pretty good.
Have you guys seen the skit from Family Guy when they're like? I think it was when Lois was a teenager in college or something. She was younger in college, and they were talking about the Beatles and how hot they are. And one of her friends says, "Oh, I love Ringo. He would be so awesome. I totally blah, blah, blah." And Ringo pops out from the window and goes, "Hello." And she's like, "No, wait, I was just kidding."
Psych. Other controversial topics of discussion. Meme going around lately. I want to get your thoughts.
Uh-oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Here we go.
A Pop-Tart is a ravioli.
Only if it's heated.
There you go. Okay. Anybody else?
I don't think it's quite noodle consistency, so I'm gonna veto that.
Maybe toasted.
Then would you say it's a Hot Pocket if it's heated?
I would say it's more closely related to Hot Pockets or strudels rather than ravioli.
But you guys got it all wrong. Got it all wrong. Okay, it is not that the Pop-Tart is a Hot Pocket. It is the Hot Pocket
is a meat tart.
It's an interesting take.
I would say it depends on the Pop-Tart, because there are some Pop-Tarts that do not have the frosting on the top.
Uh-huh.
Those, to me, are closer to ravioli.
See, those to me are garbage and you don't eat.
Well, I mean, I was not speaking to the quality.
Here's the thing. The Pop-Tart, the evolution of the Pop-Tart to the toaster strudel actually makes it closer to a Hot Pocket than a ravioli.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
But now, Neil, to counter what you're saying earlier, you remember toasted ravioli, don't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The toasted ravioli can get just as crunchy as a Pop-Tart.
But that's not what I'm saying. It's the consistency of the shell, whereas the toasted raviolis and raviolis are a pasta potato-based. Pop-Tarts are a flour-based shell, so they're really different.
Yeah, it's a valid argument. I would agree.
Food bakery as opposed to...
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's a different type of wheat product, isn't it?
So you're saying it's more like a filled donut.
Yes, it's more closely related to a filled donut, not a yeast donut, but a cake-style donut.
But then like even pastries. There, the consistency is totally different.
Well, if consistency is out of the picture, we could say hard outer shell, hot molten inner shell.
It's an
the
egg.
Whole planet is a ravioli.
So basically,
and
it's
a pocket too.
So basically, it's an M&M if you put it in the microwave.
A cookie is a cookie, but Newtons are fruit and cake.
I knew this would
I would say Fig Newtons are more closely related to Pop-Tarts than raviolis.
Yeah, I mean, they really are. They're like an unfrosted Pop-Tart.
Because if you pinch the ends of the Fig Newton, like with the pastry thing you do around the end of a pie, the edge of a pie, it would actually be a fruit-filled Pop-Tart.
It would be a bite-sized Pop-Tart, after.
Yes.
And,
they do have that. Pop-Tart bites now.
And if you heat it up in the microwave, it could be a Hot Pocket, too.
Yeah, you know that thing you take out of the microwave. You take your first bite, you get third-degree burns on your tongue.
Yeah, the fig filling. If you microwave it, it would definitely be a hot.
Oh yeah,
pocket.
that would light your ass up.
In that aspect, it actually becomes more like a pizza roll.
See, I don't think.
There we go.
Okay, all right. So here's the thing, Pete. You are an expert in this field, so we're going to go there. How many ambulance calls have you had where someone was ambulatory from eating a pizza roll?
Ambulatory?
As in they can get up and walk around because they ate a pizza roll?
Oh.
Yeah, that's the wrong word, but I think I know what he was trying to say.
We had to go get them because, you know, they ate a pizza roll.
The noun is ambulance. So ambulance. How many people were ambulanced because of a pizza roll?
How many people had an emergency call?
Don't judge me.
Pockets.
It's still a 911 call.
To my knowledge, in my area, we have had more calls about vibrators stuck than we have about pizza rolls.
Okay, wait.
That's sad.
We're changing topics now.
Guys, let's go back to Pop-Tarts, okay?
I wanted to clarify that because I thought he meant non-ambulatory, and I thought we were talking about Hot Pockets, and I thought somebody dropped a Hot Pocket in their lap while they were naked, and that's what he was going for. I wasn't sure about
dead pocket.
Then you can always go back to the girl that
call that a hot damn pocket.
Thought it would be funny to shoot herself in the hoo-ha with a fire extinguisher. You guys hear about that one?
That sounds bad. Like a really bad
idea.
It
made her
chap lips
insides inflate so far that it ripped her guts open.
Ooh, oh my god.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Whoa. Damn.
So, is a hot dog a sandwich?
That's a cold pocket.
Did she have Gorilla Glue? Just asking.
I don't think so.
You've seen their hair care products. Now try the bikini wax.
Gorilla Glue duct tape.
Jason, I would say a hot dog counts as a sandwich. You have bread on both sides and meat in the middle.
Wait. That's a hot dog with bread, though. A regular hot dog by itself would not be a sandwich.
Well, neither would lunch meat.
That just becomes a meat stick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's like asking, is a turkey and ham
a
sandwich? And, like, you, it is understood... Back to that again, that regional thing with the American language, that there is bread involved.
Right. People just don't eat ham and Swiss usually. They usually have ham and Swiss sandwich, but it's just it's inferred.
It'd be meat roll ups.
Well, I mean, then what do you get for a sub? That would be it's a submarine sandwich. It's long, it's got meat
more
in the middle.
It's
it's a sandwich. Yeah. That's what we're saying.
I mean, a hamburger is a sandwich.
Just meat and cheese rolled up.
With a little toothpick.
Never heard anybody that would make that kind
of thing. Yeah, in the middle.
So. Why would a hot dog be any different?
Why would a hot dog not be a sandwich?
It's just, you know.
Well,
you got meat and bread.
Yeah, but some people don't consider it a sandwich because the hot dog itself is of a different type of meat, whereas most meat you put in there is cut off of a bigger piece. the hot dog is itself a wholly contained thing. It'd be like taking your Christmas ham and just putting it between two loaves of bread and saying, that's a sandwich.
Technically, a hot dog is cut off of a smaller, a larger piece. Because
and then mixed in a big old vat with a bunch of other shit.
Yeah, that's not and then shoved I'd like to keep my lunch down.
But it forms a new hole. And that's W-H-O-L-E.
Hole. Right, right. I'm with you.
Not a glory hole.
Yes. No, definitely not.
Not a hot dog down a hallway either.
Nope.
You know, hot dogs are literally the worst topic.
I hate them.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of hot dogs. I'll eat them if you cook them over like a fire. Okay. But other than that, no.
Is a bratwurst a sandwich?
Yes.
We'll switch over to brats.
No, bratwurst or sausages.
Brats. It's a sausage sandwich, then.
It's still a sandwich.
Sandwich. Yeah, I mean, add bread to
you
it.
You go to McDonald's and get a sausage McGriddle, that's a sandwich. It's
yeah, but technically, I'm saying a brat itself is not a sandwich. Yeah, well, I'll eat brats without bread.
It's the same concept as with the other thing where it's inferred that you're eating it on a bun with toppings.
Yeah. But I'll eat brats without bread. Right. And just put toppings on
it. Well, then that.
I'm tempted
is not
to say that
that's what I was getting
hot
at.
Dogs and brats are not a sandwich because the condiments are not necessarily contained in between the meat and the bread.
God, I can only imagine your kitchen. Everything's got to be so nice and neat and orderly.
So
and
we're getting into a new row. Is there another term to use? Are we going to invent something? So it's not a sandwich. It's a fucking meat boat with a bread.
There you go.
What is that?
It's a meat loaf on a meat boat.
Damn. I am a meat popsicle.
Negative. So I'm technically, popsicle. I mean, if we take something and put it between two chicken patties, does that mean it's still a sandwich? Is it
no?
Or does a sandwich imply that there's bread?
Sandwich probably needs
a lot of
bread. What if the chicken if the chicken patties were breaded, then it would be a sandwich.
Yeah, right. I would agree with that.
So KFC has that. They do call it a sandwich, and they are breaded.
Yeah, they also call some of their stuff chicken. That's definitely not chicken.
Well, I mean, that's beside the point.
That's a different
issue.
No,
that is the point.
That's a different issue.
You could just they could give you a soda and call it a sandwich. That doesn't mean it actually is a sandwich.
Are you talking about a pop?
So on the topic of Arby's. Never mind. I'm going to leave that one alone. It's too gross.
Yeah. Okay.
And
anyway,
so this has been culinary communications and conflicts from Shoebatch.
Oh, you really want a conflict one? With all of this being said, is a taco a sandwich?
Yes. Technically, yeah.
I think that comes into that new
term. To be fair, it would actually be a wrap.
Is it a wrap?
Is it a hard or a soft taco?
Does it matter?
I guess it would. Yes.
I don't know. It could.
Let's go soft. Flour tortilla, like the soft flour tortillas.
That's I would say a flour-based tortilla, yes. Yeah. A corn-based tortilla, no.
Brought to you by Pete's Chicken Ranch.
It's cornbread.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it's not really cornbread. It's cornmeal. It's not really
bread. What do you make cornbread out of?
Cornmeal and flour. It's not just cornmeal.
So you're saying in order for something to be a sandwich, it has to have flour in it.
It has to have a flour-based container.
So what about a corn dog?
Oh, my God. Back to the hot dog with
I would
you.
Say a corn dog would
that's
be...
That's an encapsulated sandwich.
Yeah.
No, that's an encapsulated... No. That's a Hot Pocket.
It's a Hot Pocket again. We're back to Hot Pockets.
And it all comes back to Hot Pockets.
A corn dog is a meat popsicle.
Yes, but only when they're not heated.
But when they're heated, they become a Hot Pocket, so they're both.
Well, I mean...
Transformation.
Hot
popsicle. A hot
sickle? They become... It's the only food that undergoes a chemical transformation by just a physical transformation.
That's not true. Eggs go from a drink to a meal.
Yeah.
I guess that's
and,
true.
I mean, if you make cake or cookie and put it in the batter itself...
Well, those are all just physical transformations, though.
And then you put it in the oven, and it bakes.
Well, what I was saying...
There's a chemical transformation.
There's a chemical change and a physical change, and it turns it into cake or cookie or whatever.
Because that chemical that chemical thing is why my kid can eat baked foods that have egg in them, but non-baked foods
but not
that have
raw
egg in
egg.
Them. Well, any even non-baked eggs,
okay.
She can't eat because the baking actually kills the enzyme in the eggs that causes her allergies.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Wouldn't have guessed that.
The more you know.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to this strange conversation from Shield Bash.
So is Jarwin
see
naked
you next
yet?
Time.
How is this the strange conversation? Like, we've had so many weirder things go on in this table. As it stands, I'm hoping Jim Gaffigan's senses are like, wait, they're talking about Hot Pockets? And he's just like, I'm going to listen to them.
Shout out to Jim Gaffigan if you ever want to play some Pathfinder. Look us up. We'll make a spot for you.
You can sit on Jason's lap just like Alex Trebek.
I'll give you
bless
hugs.
His soul.
So yeah, I think we left off with a knowledge check. Am I right?
No, we left off with Jarwin disrobing.
Well, there was a knowledge check in there too.
Oh, yes. Right.
Oh, okay.
It was a knowledge check to see how well you're doing it, I think. Yeah.
Oh.
And I think somebody was doing a perception check on Jarwin to find something while he was disrobing because it wasn't obvious.
He's a grower, yeah, not a shower.
It's probably the tattoo on my chest that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Could be. What's that look like?
Two circles with a dot in the middle.
What are those islands?
It's a tattoo of Sarenrae's holy symbol.
That's a circle with two dots in it?
It doesn't actually make sense. if my character episode ever actually, deep dive ever actually gets made, it'll make a lot more sense.
Well, what are you waiting on?
It's just been timing, and timing. You know, we haven't needed it yet, so I haven't really sat down and done it.
I've needed it.
Me too.
Fucking say that, and we'll get it done.
I've tried to get you guys to care. You and Kurt both. I've recommended, like, instead of recording three sessions, we record two and then do a character episode I want to get these out here. I feel more attached to every person whose character episode I've listened to. Like, I now know the motivations for Artemis and Nath just from listening to their character episodes.
Well, Nath's motivation is snake milk.
No, his motivation is his love of his family. Artemis's is pure survival. You know, Meta's is obvious. It's grief. Cool. Like, those things are, like, you learn these things. You learn what motivates them. I have no idea what motivates any of your characters, let alone Jarwin.
That's okay.
I'd say sex and music. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
it's sex. If it was sex, he wouldn't be out here with us. He'd still be with Sasha.
Well, he'd actually probably be with Artemis's mom somewhere.
Nah.
He definitely would be with my mom.
I have standards.
No.
I'm pretty sure his motivation really is my mom. Is the length of his performance.
Hey, it's okay. I have lingering performance, and I don't have to worry about knocking them up because I have saving finale.
Lingering performance? Is that what they call STIs nowadays?
Oof. Maybe.
A gift that keeps on giving. Oof.
So basically what happens is I stop having sex with them, and they keep orgasming for 24 seconds.
Is this supposed to, drip like that?
The only problem with that is the entire ordeal lasted 25 seconds.
That's fine. I still did my job.
I mean, realistically, if you can get them off in a second, that's...
That's pretty fucking
impressive.
That's nothing
impressive to be ashamed of.
I don't know if I'm an...
If I knew a
terrified
woman that could get me to come in 1 second, I would spend a lot of time with her. Because that's fucking skill.
At least a whole minute, right?
And if anyone was worried or concerned as to why we were not safe for work, now you know.
Wow. Oh, I think they found that out a long time.
Probably about episode two.
If they listen to it, yeah.
Maybe. The neighbors are like, every time they get started, the 1 second later you hear her go, God damn it!
And if you haven't listened to episode two, good for you. Don't go back.
Never turn back.
I never look back in the past, darling. It detracts from the now.
Actually, my brother-in-law, shout out Rob Zimney, he told me the other day that he had not got to his shout out episode, so he won't get to this one for a while either, but he said that he went back to listen to the first 18 episodes because he didn't jump in until the 19th episode when I started. I said, oh, you missed all man. The backstory and the wreck and everything
and the fucking crazy bullshit we
yes did. he goes I know, that's why I went back. And now he's like back up to episode like 16 and he's good. Forging ahead, so
good.
Well, I hope he enjoys.
Yeah, he just went balls deep in that camel.
He sure did. Sure did. Like four times.
Man.
All right, so Kurt wanted his recall back knowledge ability thing to do something with the evil pool of necromantic
his,
blood.
His special that? Ability, he got AIDS from...
You got a 28, right?
Oh, yeah. Right in the eye, Jay. Thanks.
I believe that special ability is called GM, go back 32 pages.
Your special ability, Ronan, was called what again?
Memory recall.
Memory recall. You get an aid, and you had a 28?
That's correct.
All right.
Is that with guidance?
No.
29, then.
That becomes total recall.
You didn't have total recall declared, did you?
I'm just saying.
Whatever.
I'm busy getting naked. He has his own guidance.
So how are you going to put guidance on him?
He has his own guidance.
All right.
Can you guidance yourself?
To be fair, I did not cast guidance on myself when I did it.
28 it is.
Damn it, Kurt.
So. He didn't recall that he had that spell.
Bingo.
Because he was memory recalling.
I see what you
about
did there.
The
and as
religion.
We established last night in Pathfinder 1st Edition, you count as your own ally. So if there's a spell that says an ally, you can target yourself.
Yup. You know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that this is the preparation room for the cultists of Zura, the demon queen of vampires.
Can I do a knowledge check on that to learn more information?
That changes some shit. I share that.
After he shares that, may I?
What do you want to do?
I would like to do a knowledge check to try to learn more about Zura.
No, because I'm not going to look that far back.
You said demon queen?
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Demon vampire queen.
So, Jarlin,
fucking 31.
Demon lord. Do you Zura?
Do you continue to strip?
I am still disrobing, but I'm using the knowledge check while disrobing, and I got a natural 20, so you better fucking look that shit up.
Looking at my going back to that
bastard.
Do I believe that's a religion that is still even remotely practiced anywhere, or is it one of those long dead religions that nobody fucking knows anything about anymore?
The latter. If there is some bizarre sect somewhere on Galorian, it would be interesting, to say the least. But this is ancient shit.
The various demon lords and stuff, they do knock each other out and take their places and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's lots of contention among that stuff. It's pretty cool, actually, if you ever get into that lore.
Good stories.
I bet the rest of this place is probably ancient, too, not just the feces.
Yeah.
So, about this door that Tam's been looking at while...
It's very similar to the other door that you already just came through.
No traps or anything?
Wait a minute, for just a second, if you please. Ronan, did you also still have your detect magic going?
Yes.
Okay. Here's where it gets interesting. Now, since you're on the wall, right?
No, I'm not on the wall.
Are you on the ground?
I'm in the hallway. I'm in the door of the hallway.
Yep. Are you on the ground? Are you on the ceiling?
I am on the ground.
On the ground. Okay. Just out of habit, you happen to look up.
Okay.
And you notice that there's some magic on the ceiling as well.
Oh, what a feeling.
I announce that to the guys. Hold on. Look up. I see something.
What about
especially to the two rogues?
Okay. So it looks to you like, remember it was kind of a latticework ceiling?
Yeah.
Okay. It looks to you like a couple of those beams that are intersecting each other, a couple of them are glowing magic.
Okay.
Faintly. And then you look back down as you're telling them, hey, there's magic on the ceiling. You look on the pillars and you notice that all of the pillars have buttons like Meta found recently.
So maybe we need to push all the
buttons. And I share that with the rest of the group. Do I get a spellcraft on what type of magic? Or
yes.
What I think it might be?
Roll it. Do you need that? Because you've got detect magic going?
I have detect magic going, but I'd like to spellcraft it to see kind of what it does.
What class of spell it is, at least.
I mean, I know there's magic there. I may know what school it is, but I kind of want to know what it does.
While he's thinking about this stuff, Tam's going to coat her sword in something.
Okay.
Is it blood?
No.
Yeah, my spellcraft is gonna suck. That's a 13.
You're not really getting much off of your spellcraft check.
I want to consult with the party, but Jarwin is kind of naked.
Not yet. It takes me quite a while to disrobe, because every time I do something, I fold it neatly and then put it in my bag.
So I want to point up, and I'm like, what do you think of that? And it glows magic, and there's these buttons.
Oh, the buttons don't do anything. I already pushed one.
That explains a lot.
I got a 25 spellcraft.
25 spellcraft. You're trying to figure out the ceiling?
Well, the magic thing he was talking about, whatever he was looking at.
The ceiling and the buttons.
The ceiling
on
and
the pillars.
Okay. It kind of looks like on the ceiling, it's a long stretch. And like I said, it's worked into the lattice that crosses the ceiling. It looks like it probably is about 15 feet long, the both of them. And the buttons... they kind of look like they're similar to the ones that Meta had hit. Meta just said, they don't do nothing. Well, that's what she thinks, but based on what you do know with your detect magic going, point that out to your trap masters, because it looks like a trap-type magic.
Okay, well, I did share with everyone, and I am a little concerned, so there's some alarm in my voice when I mention it.
Did I get anything on my 25 spellcraft?
25 spellcraft. Yeah. And you reiterate his urge to point it out to them. It looks like it's oriented with some sort of a trap.
Okay, so I don't get any, school or what spell effect it might be or any of that?
Yeah, I was looking for it. I couldn't find it.
Okay.
Well, I don't have trap fawning, but I have been looking
and talking to Ronan about, you know, this room, because I got the heebie-jeebies. I don't want to walk in there. In fact, I'm kind of upset that everybody else is already in there. I'm really upset now that I've noticed that Jarwin's taking his fucking clothes off. And I say, Jarwin, stop that shit. You don't want to get in there yet. I think it might be a trap. And I say, Tam, would you mind turning around, dear, and looking and see if you can find a trap? I'm going to look over here. You look from over there. And I will make a perception check, I guess, to see what I can find.
Make a good one. Transmutation is the one I was looking for.
Okay.
So that's the trap-like magic that I was talking about earlier.
That's a 26 for me.
26.
I got an 18 on the die.
26. And was Tam going to aid?
Tam will aid, yes.
Okay.
That would be a 30.
Okay.
But no, it's a 28. You only get plus 2 from aids.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rot.
That's okay.
This is first edition, remember?
I'm sorry.
With the information of there's a trap here. Yeah. Metal will help look, so you get another plus 2.
Now I have a 30.
Now you got a 30?
There you go.
It's like I said.
Driving will continue disrobing and ignore what's going on.
I could also assist if you count me pointing everything out as an aid. I would auto-assist on a perception check.
Okay.
32.
32 altogether, right?
Nath will assist as well. Okay.
Everybody just look for traps now.
Hold on. Cicero, wake up. There's a trap.
I hear 34.
You hear 34.
All right.
Another version of Tam comes back through time and also assists.
All
right. Look, guys, the trap's right here.
Artemis.
Yes.
You tell the rest of them, push the buttons now. Push the buttons now.
Nath pushes a button.
Tam runs over and pushes a button.
Meta pushes her button again.
How many buttons are there?
Four.
There's four altogether, okay, yes.
Then I don't have. I'll just keep disrobing.
Okay.
Here. Jarwin also pushes a button. Okay.
Here's what Artemis just figured out. Okay, the first button that Meta pushed stopped the first trap.
Oh.
Yay!
Good job, Meta.
If you hadn't pushed that button within 3 rounds, big sheets of metal doors blocked the doorways that in and out. And then 3 rounds later, pendulums come slicing down from the ceiling.
That's pretty sweet.
So you have bypassed all of that nastiness. Good job, guys.
Well, not all the nastiness. Jarwin is still getting naked.
Right.
Wow.
Since you bypassed all that, your doorways are open. Jarwin's still getting naked.
Jarwin, why are you getting naked? It's an evil pool of blood. You don't want to go in there.
We don't actually know it's evil. He didn't share that.
He just told us.
He didn't share it.
I shared it when we opened the door to the room.
The hell he didn't.
No, I'm pretty sure you didn't, because we talked about that outside, that you said it was magical. Hey, we don't not share it.
Jarwin evil. Could just be lying to us.
Could be.
He could just be like, no, hey, we don't know that.
Could be.
I just feel like this is the right thing to do.
Well, if you continue your current actions, we will be forced to leave you behind here. We have more stuff to explore.
I was actually thinking about having Nath just drag him out of here or something, because he may not be in his right mind. Are you there, Joan? Is that really you?
Yeah.
And I'll give him the kind of the side eye.
Yeah.
Nath will see if Jarwin's under some kind of effect using sense motive.
Okay.
Ooh, good job. Are we allowed to do that?
It's a DC 15 to see if they're under magical compulsion.
Okay.
I don't have to roll well.
Okay.
I beat the DC.
To my knowledge, he is not suffering some effect.
So he's just a dumbass.
No, he just seems stupid.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
Jarwin, I really don't have a problem with this per se. My biggest issue is just that you're taking so bloody long about it.
I have to do my clothes.
Tell you what, I will fold your clothes for you.
Okay.
Right, Ryan, like I said, what is the downside of him getting into a pool of necromantically charged blood? It can't be very good for him, right?
Did you want that in list form?
I tried to do the spellcraft thing, and so at this point it would be predominantly just speculation.
Oh, yeah. All right. Now, so Tam, did you get those doors open?
No, I haven't touched the door. I haven't opened them yet. Far as I know, there's a giant ooze on the other side, and one of our members has stripped off all of his armor. I wasn't going to risk that.
Okay, well then I'm just going to stay here and watch, I guess. Well, not watch him, but watch for the outcome of.
I can ask Sasha next time we're hanging out if she doesn't mind.
Well, I mean, it's not very fair. You wouldn't let Ronan watch,
right?
Well, that's because he's fucking weird.
Well, that's very specious. That's very specious of you.
Excuse me, but you're saying Ronan's weird, and you're the one that's stripping to bathe in unknown blood of unknown type.
Just feels like the right thing to do.
No, that's an A positive. You can tell by the color.
Oh, okay.
What?
Blood type unknown type, A positive.
Oh, all right.
I got you.
Yeah.
I mean, for all you know, there's some kind of disease in there.
That's okay. I have saving finale. It'll be fine.
All right. So you're naked now. You know, while you're getting ready to swan dive in there, Tam's going to, like, take one of the dead snakes out and, like, hide it amongst the folds of your clothes just for shits and giggles.
Autumnus is like, well, there's a lady in Chilaxian that did this, and they killed her. But, I mean, Jarl must get in a fucking pool of blood. Why would he do that? I don't know why.
The whole time he's doing that, Ronan just kind of looking at him. He's like, you're not right, are you?
Me? I'm not the one that just got freaking stalkers and get ready to get in a damn pool of blood that you said necromantic.
Yeah, it does look bad. I agree, but you must be a little curious.
Drowen just says, this is an ancient temple. I mean, what could go wrong?
To an evil demon lord goddess, hello, did you not listen to the frog?
Everybody deserves love and affection.
Again, did you want that in list form?
I'm still waiting on the list. Nobody's given it
just
to me.
Tam shoves Jarwin into the pool.
Jarwin does not resist.
Okay. Oh, my God.
The blood is warm.
Yeah.
Tired of waiting.
Hey, put my fig in the pool.
The blood is warm.
Oh, this is like a hot tub, guys. This is great. Very relaxing. So yeah. Comfortable.
Give it a taste.
No jets, though. Sorry.
Oh, I fart. It's like a hot tub now, guys. There's bubbles and everything.
That happened.
How deep is the pool?
2 feet.
All right, I'm going to search around
the floor. When you get in, blood splashes out the sides.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm still outside.
And it all oozes to the south.
Oozes to the south.
I'm sorry, to the west.
That's away from the hole in the wall.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Opposite side.
I'm gonna like use my feet and my hands and try to feel along the floor, see if I feel anything.
Okay.
Out of the ordinary.
Your feet and your hands. So yes. Like I'm just imagining I'm on all four. Your butts up in the air. Exactly. We're all just like, oh my god.
Is that the breaststroke? What is he doing?
Nath averts his eyes.
It's the cornhole stroke.
It's the doggy stroke or something.
That's I thought Matt's skin was bad, but that's just horrible.
No, yeah, it's a comfortable to be in there if you like bathing in blood. You
worse.
Do not find anything out of place. It's mostly smooth in there.
Does Jawin look younger?
Good question.
Well, I'll get out and start putting my clothes back on.
Really? Yeah. Not even drying off? Just
nope, just start putting my clothes back on.
Meta's going to cast Create Water over Jarwin.
That'd be a great idea because it will coagulate over him and make things a little sticky.
You are gross.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's coming from a lady that can take her skin off. See what you've done?
I was just trying to one-up her.
Some of us have standards.
Yeah.
I can't believe you did that. I can't.
Everybody, I just felt like it was the right thing to do.
Just out of curiosity, I still have my detect magic and my detect the whole evil thing going. When he gets out of there and there's goo all over him, does he detect magic or evil?
He's Starker, so as Artie likes to say. So none of his gear would radiate.
I guess the question he's asking is the blood magic or is the pool magic?
That's a great question. It's more the pool.
Okay, and he didn't bring any magic out with him.
No.
And I look at Artemis and I'm like, is it normal for humans to do things like this?
It is definitely not normal.
Give me perception checks at this point.
Tim got a 12.
23.
13.
13.
19.
19.
Natural 1.
27 for Meta.
27. Okay, 15 and up, you start to hear this sound again.
Is it Jawin walking around putting his clothes on?
No, it seems to be coming from the cubby that has a hole in it.
I will cover it with my bow and say, shh, I hear that chowder slurping sound again.
Guys, I believe it's time for us to leave this room.
You said it's a 2-foot hole?
Yeah, it's 18 inches, 2 foot, somewhere right in there. Even Ronan would have to kind of squeeze to go in it.
So after Jarwin is reclothed and rearmed, he's going to start doing prestidigitation on himself to clean everything.
Okay. And can you give me one of those?
So that'll probably take like 10 rounds.
And you know, Jarwin, I'm kind of offended that you would call me judgmental. I am one of the most non-judgmental people that you would happen to meet. But that stuff that you just did there, after learning what was in that pool, that was just sick. Now, look, if you like blood play, I mean, I know all about that. I mean, trust me, I worked and grew up in a whole house. And I have been to Chilaxian, all right? So Chilaxian, they have all kind of weird things. And they even do blood things with devils.
Yeah.
But why would you put yourself at jeopardy? I mean, what happened if that were like, sloughed all your skin off, turned you into some kind of a ghoul or something, and then we'd be without our bod?
I was just curious.
While this is happening there, GM, hold on, I'm going to retcon
something while these two are having their conversation.
You can try.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
We had a bag of holding with some various things in it. Does anyone have something we can wedge in there to plug that hole?
It's not really retconning.
Demon armor.
I ask you guys while they're, you know, while I
was actually looking at my inventory for that exact reason, because you said, like, we heard the sound, so I was like, well, maybe we could do something about it, but the only thing I have is the demon plate, and I'm not sacrificing that for this.
So no shield.
Isn't there a shield in there?
There's at least a buckler.
I don't have one.
I don't know who has the bag of holding, so.
Well, it doesn't matter because it's coming out. So roll for initiative.
Now, keep in mind, if it takes you 10 rounds to get everything put back on, you're still without armor.
Yeah, that's fine. I just don't know when this thing came out is why I announced that it's going to take me like 10 rounds to do this.
I guess my major question is, why didn't you use prestidigitation before you put your clothes on? Because now you actually it takes even longer because you have to clean your skin and the clothes at the same time. Yep. Like, both.
Well, Mometa did give him an impromptu shower.
Yeah, I'm guessing that probably wasn't enough. Like a deluge of 8 gallons just in 6 seconds.
A lot of force, and if it's not magical blood, it would wash pretty clean.
I'm just thinking, there's a lot of, like, your armpits, bottoms of your feet. I understand. Like, all that stuff is still going to be all...
Nooks and crannies.
Yeah, the other nooks and crannies that are...
Right. No, I completely understand.
All the nooks and crannies. What did Ronan get?
Ronan has a... 13.
Meta.
Meta got 16, 1-6.
Tim?
21.
Noise. Nath?
10.
Ooh, crazy, man. Jarman?
22.
Crazy. Artemis?
24.
Oh, looky there.
And I said I was watching that hole when I heard the chowder slipping sound.
You know what just struck me as weird about this whole situation?
I have no idea.
Just now?
Just one thing?
His blood has not coagulated.
It's a magical pool.
Yep.
Yep, that's what I was thinking. Maybe that's what the magic is for.
Wouldn't it be funny if it keeps things from coagulating and the ooze were to go in there?
You should pick it up and try to throw it in there.
Sure.
Good luck.
Yeah, do it, Ronan. Use your cloaca.
We'll call you the ooze grappler.
There was that class that used to be in 3.5, the ooze master. We had a guy try to play that.
Do you know
once.
They've actually got that in second edition now?
There's also a version of the Ooze Master for an alchemist archetype.
In first edition.
Yeah, in first edition.
Second edition's coming too.
Did you know that you could pretty much say there's a class for blah in 3.5 just about anything?
Yeah.
It's nuts.
That's why 3.5 was amazing.
There's a shifter archetype that's not an ooze master, but like where you have, instead of being like lycanthrope blooded, you're somehow ooze blooded, and you can shift your own body to form weapons and stuff.
There's also a druid archetype called Cave Druid.
So you can check your phones for the picture I sent you, and that'll give you a good idea on what the heck you're looking at.
Yeah, I saw that.
And we can all have fun describing it to the listeners if you like. It's this amorphous...
I would prefer not to.
That's awesome.
And you can't say what it really is because that's copyrighted.
It looks like...
Well, no, you can say.
It looks like yes.
We have permission, but I just don't want to give it away right away.
Right.
It's suspense,
it's
you know?
It's a booger with eyes and teeth.
Lots of sharp, nasty teeth.
I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 mouths. 1, 2, probably a dozen eyes, none of which are, you know, the eye. None of the eyes line up to the mouths.
Uh-huh.
And I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tongues, one of which is not even coming from a mouth.
Uh-huh. The body is malleable and shapeless. Not really an ooze, but mouths and eyes.
Like a mound of mouths and eyes.
And tongues.
And it sounds like slurping chowder when it moves.
Chowder. Yeah.
Canon now, I suppose.
Well, that's our opinion on it.
Uh-huh.
Right. That's what it sounded like to me.
So, we are at the top of round one. Artemis, you get to go first.
Yeah, well, I'm going to shoot that thing right in one of its, I don't care if it's a mouth or an eye. I'm just going to shoot it with my bow.
Chances are pretty good you're going to hit one or the other.
You want to delay and wait for Jarwin to perform?
No, I do not, because fuck that thing. And you just got done bathing in blood.
Just letting you know, that's a usual tactic we had been doing.
Yep, not today. I am quick on the draw because I'm scared. So 11 probably won't work even with it being flat-footed, right?
Correct.
Well, twang, and I missed, and...
And you cussed.
Yes, I cussed a lot, yep. Yeah.
All right.
It's one of my failings.
Yeah, well, it happens. Jarwin, you gonna start your dance?
Yep.
But does Artemis want to move?
No.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's what did it come out at? So I know for
little
sure.
Purple eraser. It's over next to Meta.
It's yeah. It's behind Meta for from your perspective.
That small little tube coming off.
I'm gonna back out of the room to here because I should still be able to get a bead on it.
Okay. 5, 10, 15 feet away. Oh, no, only 10 feet away.
Cool, I can still see over Ronan if I move there. So, yes, 15 feet back.
All right, Tim.
And I'm done.
What do you want to do?
I thought Jarwin beat me.
Can I finish my turn?
Thanks. He was dancing.
No.
I'm going to dance, and then I'm going to... Wait,
which dance? What are you doing?
Inspire Courage.
Okay.
And then I'm going to move, and as a move, part of my move, I'm going to draw up my bow. That'll be my turn.
Okay. Now, Tim.
All right. This thing looks ooze-like, so is it a knowledge dungeoneering?
Fuck, I forgot to do that. Knowledge check. 27, whatever it is, all my knowledges are the same.
This is an aberration?
So it's dungeoneering.
Dungeoneering? You know it's a gibbering mouther.
Called it.
What else do you want to know?
How many questions do I get?
It's a CR something. 3?
Give me 3 things, then when Tam goes, he can do more things.
Okay.
You got a lot of faith in Tam's knowledge checks.
Hey, you got a book. You write down a lot of stuff.
3 things. As you might imagine, a gibbering, however you say it, mouther sees in all directions at once. It cannot be flanked.
Can it take precision damage, though, and be caught flat-footed?
Well, the all-around vision description doesn't tell me that.
Well, unless it has a thing that says it's immune to precision damage, or it has, ooze traits?
Oh. That was in the next bit of, information I was going to give you. It has the amorphous body type. Gibbering mother body is malleable and shapeless, which I already told you in the description. It is immune to precision damage, like sneak attacks and critical hits.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yep.
So is it an ooze?
No, it's an aberration.
It amorphous? No, it's an aberration.
Aberration.
Okay, I missed that part.
Aberration. One more thing.
Break its DR if it has any. Special defenses, special attacks, I mean, whatever.
I'm just going down the list, goddammit. Blood drain. On a successful grapple check, after grappling several of the creature's mouths attached to the target, each round it maintains its grapple. Its mouths automatically deal 1d4 points of bite damage and 1 point of calm damage. That's nasty.
Yeah, they are.
Tam?
Tam gets a 21.
What else would you like to know?
Does it have any other special defenses?
Special defenses. The amorphous kind of falls into the defensive abilities. It does have DR. Bludgeoning.
Okay. What does it have any weaknesses or vulnerabilities?
No weaknesses.
So that's my knowledge check. No weaknesses. It has DR overcome by bludgeoning. I share that. I say, Nath, don't poke it. Punch it.
Can do.
Tam will 5-foot step up, and she doesn't really have any bludgeoning except for her sling, so she's still going to just try and hit it with her sword. Oh, I rolled a 5, so that's a 12, 13. You're still just at +1, right? So it's a 13 versus flat foot?
Negative.
All right. So I miss, and I will use my move action to do nothing.
You don't want to cuss like Artie?
No.
All right.
She's a lady.
Well, she doesn't need a move action to do that. She's much more efficient.
Meta, what do you want to do?
So, with the information shared, Meta tries to claw at this thing once. I don't suppose a 6 will hit.
Negative.
She then, as a move action, will pull out a club, hold it out, and 5-foot step behind Tam. Tam, use this if you need.
Okay. Oh, it's my turn. Tam is... right there.
Yep.
What I'm going to probably do is try and bite you. I think I'll try and bite you.
Oof.
May not work. Oh, yeah. Offense. That's a good place to look.
+7.
Ugh. I think I'm right behind Kurt over there.
So that's a 15 to 15 hit.
15 altogether. I don't get the +1, do I?
15 does not hit.
All right. Just one attack, I think. Yes. Because I didn't actually bite. So
actually, the only attack it has is bite, and it has 6 of them. So you can do that six or five more times as a full
attack. Oh, you're shitting me.
That's what the six in front of the bite means.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, gibbering mouths are no joke.
Wow. All right. Oh, shit. That's a natty 20.
No offense, but who, like, woo. Okay, you're going to hit me. It's going to hurt. Like, I get it. Like, let's...
Yeah.
This isn't finding out Darth Vader's my father. Like, it's just...
That's an 18 to confirm.
Uh-huh.
18 confirms.
Okay. And so with that, it's a free grab, isn't it?
Free grab attempt.
So your damage will be 2d4, and then you get a roll of d20 to try to grab.
So that's a 6, unless there was a strength mod on there or something.
There's not, just 6.
Okay. So that's a 6, and then the grab is a d20, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that'll be a...
22.
Tim is grappled.
Right. I think we got... That was 2, right?
Liberating command?
Wait till the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
That way you can't just grab me in the next 4 hits.
19
hits.
And that's, what was it again? D4?
Yep, 1d4.
Just 1. All right. That's a 2. That's not going to hit.
It might. He's grappled. That's 14.
Oh, that does not hit.
Okay. But the 17 might.
Because I'm grappled, yes.
Well, it's 17 on the die. Yeah.
Oh, well, then, yeah.
Yeah. And 1. So 3 altogether on that one. And that should be all 5, right?
It's only 1d4, so it's only 2 on the last hit.
Thinking the blood drain. But that's next round, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Liberating command.
Yeah, okay. The blood drain would be if he confirms the
escape artist with
if I can maintain the grapple, yeah.
Plus 8.
All right.
It's a 29 versus your CMD.
Ooh, I think that'll probably get it.
God, I fucking hope so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to just hold on to this grappled card, though.
If you're going to be up front like that, you may as well, yeah. So, that was me, Ronan.
All right, so if I get the scene correctly, this thing has a hold of Tam.
Uh-huh.
That is what? Unacceptable.
It is not holding Tam.
It's not anymore. Holding her? Okay, it just bit her.
It grabbed me, but then Jarwin saved me because he has magic.
Oh, fantastic.
Because Liberating Command
is an awesome spell that everybody who can have it should have it.
Well, I am going to...
Use it. Come on.
Shoot it twice.
What are you going to use?
2 arrows of Avarition Slaying.
Maybe you should use 1 at a time.
Yes, yeah. 1 at a time.
Okay, use the first one and then I'll... Let's do a knowledge check. Does this thing have anything, I mean, besides that it's especially weak to? So, like, maybe cold iron?
We already established.
Okay.
No real weaknesses.
All right.
Remember, you don't have to declare in your full attack what arrows you're using until you, like, say, my first attack, I'm going to use this arrow. And then your second attack, you can, like, switch to different arrows.
So, yeah, first attack, I'm going to use the Aberration Slaying Arrow. But also, I want to make sure I hit. So, I am going to activate one of my judgments.
Okay.
Is that precise shot judgment?
No, it's not.
Wow. Shut up.
That's awesome.
So then it there is, will be a negative 4 to it.
No, it won't be a negative 4.
It'll only be a negative 2?
And just so, you know, they're plus 2 Aberration Slaying Arrows, so you get an additional plus 2 to hit and damage with it.
Great. And
are you looking for justice for plus 1 to attack?
No, justice is plus 1. Yeah, sorry. Damage is plus 1 to, or no, destruction. So yeah, justice. That's what I'm going to use.
And for those of you who aren't in the know, / didn't Google this in the middle of it, if this arrow hits, the creature makes a DC 20 fortitude save or takes 50 points of damage. Even creatures that are normally immune to fort saves still have to make it. This is a death effect.
Okay.
22 plus the Inspire Courage. Yeah. I have a 23.
Do you have a precise shot?
And
no, he's got that other one. So that's a 24 point blank, and then you have the minus 4 and your plus 2, so that's going to be a 22.
To hit 22.
22, you say?
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be a hit.
Fortitude save.
Fort save, you say? Here goes.
Come on, motherfucker.
Come on, Brit.
What? Sorry, the blood spatter on my die was giving me a little trouble there.
What was it, Pete?
Altogether, that'll be a 17.
It's dead.
That's
50 takes damage. 50 points plus whatever he does regularly.
I honestly don't know how many hit points a Gibbering Mouther is. I'm just hoping it's dead. When I DM them, I always expect them to do terrible things because they are nasty, nasty things. Yeah. It may survive 50 points of damage.
I hope not.
So, yeah, that is... I do an additional 7 on top of that.
On top of... What did the fort
50.
Save?
50.
Okay.
50,
okay.
That'll bypass DR.
Okay.
And then hit, but his 7 won't.
Okay. Okay, so the thing slumps and then pools on the ground.
Yay.
Yay.
Nothing but a big old pool of mouths and eyes.
About 10.
Okay, I'm going to give you a bard song.
Nath begins pummeling it into the ground.
Okay.
So he hasn't gotten the message yet.
Hey, everybody has fast healing 2 for 4 rounds.
Is there anything left of the arrow that destroyed whenever?
No, the arrow is destroyed when it hits.
Okay.
Hit or miss.
Went through the critter altogether, hit the wall, broke in 2.
I imagine Nath's hitting it because you really can't tell the difference between it, you know, living or dead.
He's never seen this thing before. He's like,
it's so ugly. It's a special ability. It just flattened itself.
There's not a lot of substance here. I'm hitting the ground a lot.
Oh, to Nath's defense, we've seen Meta do something similar.
That was not really what I was expecting.
Yeah, that was odd.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for...
Jarwin is going to go ahead and put his clothes on, put his armor on, and clean himself up.
Good shot, Ronan. Thank you.
He's in the middle of dressing, and he's just like, bam.
The dancing takes on a whole new aspect, thinking he's not fully clothed.
It's a helicopter.
helicopter.
It's a twin helicopter. Wait, how the fuck do you... Never mind.
Hey, I have 13 inches of cock, okay?
No, it's the booby tassels.
Called pasties by those of us with class.
How does he get all three
pasties
of them?
And booby tassels are different.
How does he get all three of them going in synchronicity?
It's called skill, baby.
I think it's the same principle when you could hula hoop, but vertically.
Well, it's like they say, you can't spin your fingers in opposite directions at the same time. You know, so it's like, even if they're not, even if you're spinning them separately. Yeah. See?
I didn't know that was a thing. Know,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you spin one finger and then you try to spin the other one the other way, like, yeah, it doesn't work. Will's still trying, though.
Do it really slow, Will.
I'm just saying, the point is, everything's going to spin in the same direction.
Yeah. Unless you're really skilled, then you can do opposites. Will is still trying.
He's having a good time.
You're going to end up summoning demons like that.
Well, Will, you can't lick your elbow, right?
Actually, a lot of people can.
I know some women that can.
No, the statistic is, I think, two-thirds of the population can't lick their elbow. 70% of the people who hear this fact for the first time will try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's 1 in 300 people can move only their ring fingers. Close your hand and move only your ring finger. Only 1 in 300 people can do it with it. No, your thumb has to be out. Your thumb can't hold.
I mean, yeah. I don't have full range of motion, but I can do some of it.
Yeah.
So how many people can wiggle their ears?
I cannot.
I can.
I don't know that static.
To be fair, everybody can. You just got to use your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing it right now. But you can't see it.
Yeah, we believe you.
So since Nath was pummeling the puddle of mouths and eyes and whatever else tongues were in there, did he find anything useful inside it? Has it eaten anything recently that was shiny or worth money?
I appreciate where you're coming from, Marty. That's good thinking.
It's my job.
Yep. Sadly, no.
But maybe you can convince Ronan to crawl through the hole, foxhole style, and see if there's maybe it's got a lair in there or something.
Well, yeah, now that it's dead, I mean, maybe you should, Ronan.
You find bits of tame.
Like a secret lair?
Hidden drop? Here's your scarf, ma'am.
Oh, thanks. And she looks at it, it's full of holes. She's just like, eh.
Mend.
So, Ronan, are you willing to go in the hole or not?
Sure, I'll go in the hole and take a look. Besides, if there's any more of those, we should probably kill it.
Do we have Cicero? Did we already send Cicero through there?
Not this one.
Not all the way.
Oh, okay. When does Cicero go in there then? It's going to take the frog 30 hours to go.
To be fair, the frog squeezing and crawling will move about the same speed as Cicero.
Squeezing?
Quarter speed. So he'll be moving 5. Cicero can move 10.
How big is the hole?
18 inches. It's tiny size. You will have to squeeze.
Cicero can
already
move
been declared
15?
By the DM.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Tam just wants somebody to go in the hole.
Ask this guy.
Sure, I'll. Meta will wake up Cicero and have Cicero go.
Automus just smiles to himself.
Yeah. Cicero will go through the thing. Assuming this meets up with the fork that it found earlier, it will take the opposite fork. Does it end up finding another creature and getting eaten, or does it end up finding a lair, or does it just return?
It winds up finding... Wait a minute, let me double check.
Six more creatures. Weird.
Six more gibbering mouthers. We run the fuck away.
Yep.
To be fair, in that scenario, the flower lattice would probably be killed and eaten before we had a chance to know.
Well, you would get an emotional response from it.
Oh, yeah, I would.
I felt a disturbance in the plant force.
Oh, like, no.
You would get...
I feel like all of us would.
Something like that.
See six of them.
So, Cicero takes off. Would we say 15-foot movement?
Yeah.
So, one, two, three, four rounds or so. It finds a big room with two broken dolls in it.
That's where we've already been.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Artemis's favorite room.
Uh-huh.
Fuck those dolls.
That's why they were mad. Nobody would.
Could be.
Well, what about you, Darwin? You like to do stuff that's weird.
Not my style.
They weren't coated in blood.
Oh, we can fix that. We're throwing in the pool. You can go diving for them.
Hey, I'll have mates in my warm blood pool.
It'd be like rubber duckies.
Yeah.
Rubber ducky, you're the one.
You make Cicero. The blood pool lots of fun.
Cicero comes back out of that room and follows the other trail. It will lead to that fork. You said you wanted Cicero to go to the other fork?
Yep.
Not back to the pit trap?
Correct.
So it follows this other fork and communicates to you. It is in a smaller pit trap just before the room that you were currently in.
Is there anything in there, little Cicero?
Not that he could tell.
All right. Then he'll come back.
Okay.
So he's fully explored the tunnels underneath the pits is what you're saying? Mm-hmm.
It's a really strange feature to this dungeon.
Well, the gibbering mouther probably made it.
Yeah, could be.
That's what they do.
Or, you know, somebody gets just trapped in a hole and this thing attacks them before they can get out.
Yeah.
Could be.
Well, and here's another thing that I wanted to ask you guys. Hypothetically, I had an idea when it was coming out of the hole.
Uh-huh.
We had a bag of holding. Could we have put the bag of holding over the hole and had it crawl out into the bag of holding and then close it up in there?
I'm sure there's a way to do that somehow. But
it's a CMB check against its CMD.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that would make sense, yeah.
You'd have to roll a natural 20 probably to have any chance of doing it.
But
fantastic.
I don't think there's any...
Tam has thoroughly searched these other doors and feels pretty confident that they're safe to open, so she will push one open.
You do so, and 10 feet in front of you, you see another set of double doors.
Another 30 minutes of staring at the doors while Darwin thinks about getting into the blood pool.
Does this one have a kinky pool in the middle of it? Any magic or evil?
In that short hallway? No.
No, okay. Well, no. I don't see anything there, Tim.
Any traps?
Tim gets a 21 to search for traps.
21, you say? To search for traps in the hallway? Or the door?
Yes.
Well, technically, he would roll it and you would roll it.
Yeah.
Because you have trap spotter.
Right. Yeah.
He rolls the automatic checks. I can roll if I'm intentionally looking.
And it was a +8 if I recall correctly. You did well. You don't think there's any traps there.
All right.
Let's do this then. If you're ready to enter it, I will give you the box tax.
Finding no traps. Why don't we have everybody else position themselves here so they're not all, you know, 30, 40 feet behind me. But then, yes, Tam would push open the...
Wait, don't do it yet.
Meta would be right behind the door.
I want to put resistance on everyone before we open the door.
How long does that last? And didn't you do that last time?
It lasts a minute.
Okay.
But, you know, sometimes things happen when we open the doors. And
sure.
And also, for the record, I looked up resistance, and it is, if I look on the description, the guidance is 1 minute or until discharged. The resistance is just 1 minute. So it is a +1 on saves for 1 minute.
Okay. Good to know. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Bang. Judging from the cathedral-like chamber's decor, this area must have once been a significant temple dedicated to some vile god. To the west, a few steps lead up to a shrine presided over by a 10-foot-high statue of a beautiful fanged woman. except that instead of arms, she possesses two upraised bat-like wings, and instead of feet, her legs end in talons. She looms over a glistening altar of blood-red stone that seems to weep blood into a trough below. This trough of blood runs the length of the room before disappearing to the east through a set of bronze bars in front of a wide opening in the wall that drops away into darkness. Stone pillars support the roof 25 feet above, and two dry fountains sit opposite each other against the walls in the middle of the room. The large alcoves, one to the south and two to the north, contain complex wall carvings. The entire chamber feels unnaturally cold. And now, and then, strange disembodied whispers slither through the air. And we're going to see more of this next time on Shield Bash. Thanks for listening.
Get out.
No. Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevier. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.
It's in the circle.
I'm just trying to make out the handwriting.
And you have that?
Yes.
The aberration bane arrow?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
My God, it's like miming to a deaf person with blindness.
I wish I could share this with the rest of the world, but it starts out that way, but then the word kind of turns into a different language.
Yeah, well, fast.
Let me see.
And I can't read worth a shit right now anyway. My eyes are about toast.
You just got to sound out the big words like...
You know, I ain't going to lie. If I was looking at this, I'd say, abortions, lay, X, Ultron.
All right, fuck
so
you
So what
all.
You're saying is Mark has great handwriting.
I still love you, Mark.
No,
I love you.
I can actually read a lot of this. Submerged bow, midships,
it's just that
between
one.
Rocks. Like, I can read a lot of this others, but that part in particular, like you said, he wrote fast. So
he was getting close to the edge of the page, and he was writing quick.
Do you need eye drops?
No, I'm just going blind, Neil.
Don't we also have a slaying arrow?
Arrow of slaying?
Wasn't it magical beast slaying arrow?
That's what I was curious, because I remember we had some bane. We found some bane arrows and some slaying arrows.
I knew when he said it was an aberration. I'm like, oh, we've got one of those.